You're hearing in the news this morning about Michigan's redistricting panel moving forward, including its first 10 proposed draft maps for the state's future voting districts. I will tell you, we've had some discussions before about the redistricting panel. I'm suspect of it. Not against the idea. Let's redistrict. I get that. I'm just suspect that it contains supposedly four Republicans, four Democrats, and four independents.
But how is that? How are the experts thinking that it's going, I guess?
It's moving, and
I mean, I've heard that there have been snags and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first commission, I guess, that is going to be inevitable that there are going to be issues. And I've also heard that some of the commissioners weren't going to all of the meetings there for a little while. I think they are now, it sounds like it, but at least at first.
Yeah.
It's kind of slow going there.
And they got set back 4 months because of the census thing.
And the census thing set them back too. Yeah, that's
forgot
right.
About that.
Yep.
And whatever they do, there's going to be criticism, let's face it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the nature of the beast.
Right.
My biggest criticism is, really, Republicans and Democrats, there are other parties out there. I mean, we always are clamoring for some third-party representation. You got nothing here.
Well,
but that's
right.
That's me.
Right.
So regardless of that, but just so you have my perspective, I find it interesting. So 10 proposed draft maps. They're going to have to get down to one. And, again, the Free Press and News have some extensive articles, and I put links up because you can have links to these maps. The maps, by the way, are each named after a tree for ease of identification. So when they're looking, they say, well, let's look at I'll tell you the 10 names.
Okay.
The spruce, the cherry, the peach, the apple, the cedar, the maple, the juniper, the pine, the oak, and the elm. So let's look at the oak map. All right, this is how
sounds strong.
And I've looked at a few of them, and they're interesting. I mean, the configurations, you can see what they're trying to do. And they actually have, rules. Maps have to be geographically contiguous as best as possible, reflect the state's diverse population and communities of interest, not provide a disproportionate advantage to any political party, not favor or disfavor an incumbent elected official or candidate, reasonably compact.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of room for interpretation, which is probably where you're going to get some of the discussions going on there. I understand that. What I find interesting, too, and I think Dave, you referenced this, that this month, what's going to happen now is they're calling it a tour. Five public hearings are going to be held to solicit input.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These hearings are going to be held in Detroit, in Lansing, in Grand Rapids, in Flint, and in Gaylord.
Hey, up in
Gaylord. Well, not nice.
Well, they got one up that way. Huh?
If you're north of that.
Sorry.
And if you're in the UP, sorry, you're really screwed here, aren't you? I mean, apparently that part of Michigan doesn't exist. Well, it's been drawn out of other maps.
Yeah, right.
Always one large district.
Now, having said that, it says here you do not have to attend the public hearings.
No.
They'll provide opportunities for public testimony via video conference or phone.
Of course.
So you still have representation. But still,
right.
Nothing like an in-person hearing. You'd think they could have put one someplace in the middle of the UP.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Anyway. There's also on these maps that I was talking about, if you go there is an add comment tool on each map. So you can ask questions or you can make comments and things like that. So there are opportunities for input. I give them that much. And I can imagine just trying to sift through all that input. I mean, trying to do what they're supposed to do and having to get all the public input.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is after all these public hearings are held, says here that on November 5th, the commission will determine which maps to put to a final vote. There's still going to be multiple maps. I think they're going to try and pare it down a little bit. And then after that, a 45-day public comment period will take place. And then a final vote is scheduled December 30th for the commission to vote to adopt one map for the U.S. House, the Michigan Senate, and the Michigan House.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three representations that are necessary.
Yep.
And in order for any map to be adopted, the final plan must receive a majority vote of the commission with at least two Democrats, two Republicans, and two independent commission voting in support of the plan. So, if there's any party favoritism being considered or something,
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
Yeah, I get it. They're doing the best they can. It is new. I don't know if they're basing this. I can't remember the stories we've talked about, if they're basing it on other states or input or things like that. But this is where we are at. Also, just so you know, for us citizens, once the new redistricting map is, everything's finalized, apparently election officials across the state will work quickly to update your voter registration files, because there are going to be new districts.
New districts, right.
So you're going to have to know that. And political candidates will have until April 19th of next year to decide how they are going to file.
Yeah, because some of them may want to move.
Exactly.
Right? We're losing a district to begin with.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
right.
That overall, and then depending on how they find themselves district, if they think it's favorable, might find some candidates now that have to compete against themselves.
Yeah.
Of course, that's happened before, too, sometimes when districts have been taken away.
Right, yeah. And that sounds like that might happen this time around, right?
Yeah.
I think you've on the southeast side. And then
Did they determine where?
I don't think they have. No, not yet, because I guess we won't know until it's all finalized. But the speculation is that Debbie Dingell and I'm forgetting the other congresswoman right off the top of my head, but they may be in the same district. And then also Fred Upton and another Republican might be lumped together in a district as well. So well, that might, yeah.
I would see it more in a populized area just because those districts are probably going to have to be split.
Split, right. Well, and the thing is, the west side of the state is also gaining population too.
So there you have it. I mean, it's progressing along. This is where we are on October 12th, 2021. The maps are interesting. As I said, I was looking at a few of them, and I was looking at our area, and some of them are more horizontal, some of them are a little more vertical, and some have looks like the Great Lakes Bay region contained. Others seem to have part of it contained, and another part gets pushed.
Did I also read that there's a possibility that Midland will be lumped together with Saginaw and Bay City? And that would put our two congressmen, Molinar and
I'm blanking out on all the names. So I'm reading all these names, and I'm seeing everything like that. Yeah, again,
Kildee, that they could be lumped together. But where I did read that Molinar, if he wanted to, I guess he could move over just a little bit, and he could run for another district just to the west that would be created.
It's going to be a process. I mean,
For sure.
For the entire state, because everyone's going to be affected. And it's possible, you'll exist in a situation where you'll still be represented by your same.
I think most of them will be. Right. So I don't know. We will have to see. But it is moving along. Mm-hmm. It is moving along, and it does sound like that. There's going to be. It does sound like there's going to be a drastic change from what I'm reading, like maybe a seat here or there could be a difference, but nothing drastic.
Well, we'll find out. I suppose one person's drastic is another person's.
I suppose. But this is, if there's anything, just from trying to read all of this and the stuff that they're going through and reading maps and trying to make this fair and having to go with the Voting Rights Act as well, they have to abide by that. I wouldn't want to do this.
No.
this is a tough process.
It really is. So yeah, we wish them well. Again, no disrespect to the people doing it or anything like that. I don't like the setup myself that they're dealing with. But hey, this is part of the process. And who knows? Maybe 10 years from now.
Right.
I wonder if they have some type of a computer program that helps them do this.
They do. They are using, and they do have some outside experts also helping out with map reading and things like that, and population changes, all and Voting Rights Act and everything that they've got to abide by. So yeah, they are getting some help, but still,
I think they're going to be
process.
So happy when this is all over. Those who are involved in it.